ships, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
James 3:13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Oh, yes, a good word right there from James 3:13. Hey, good Thursday to you this September the 17th, 2015. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, on Friday, my wife bought some new... Are you familiar with those Scentsy candles, those Scentsy lamps? Well, my wife bought a new scent. It was the fall scent, and there was something in that scent that I'm allergic to, and now I have a horrific sore throat, a runny nose, itchy eyes, and just the whole gamut right there. So bear with me today as we get through today's edition of Mark and Friends. Friend, I pray that you are doing well today. And, you know, the Bible says, as we just read in James 3:13, for those who are wise and understanding, we ought to show it by our good life, by the deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. I'll tell you what, it is so easy to be proud of some of the accomplishments that we do in our life, but we ought to live our life in great humility and give God glory every chance we have. Amen. Oh, yes. Well, how is your week? Your week doing well? You hanging in there? Well, for me, other than the sore throat, itchy eyes, and runny nose, I'm hanging in there just by a thread. Well, our kids are officially back into the full swing of things for school. I think I talked about it last week. There's that. It can be a tough transition from having the summer off to, oh, I need to go to bed early. I got to make sure my homework's done and I have to get up early and all of that stuff. So I think our transition is pretty much, I think we got that down. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, this past weekend, I do have to just a quick praise the Lord. We had just a great family weekend. We really did. It's just so hard to explain. You know, it's not like we went on vacation, made some huge memories at Disney World or anything like that, but we just had a good family weekend. We played board games and we watched TV together. We laughed together. We really bonded. It was just an awesome weekend last weekend. I just gotta praise the Lord because, you know, having a family, you know, in our situation, it's a blended family. And there's a lot of challenges that come with that. But there's also a lot of blessings in that, too. And I certainly saw a lot of the blessings this past weekend. So I just want to praise the Lord and share that with you. As the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice. So we had a good weekend, and I pray that you have a good weekend this weekend. And actually, looking at the calendar, this is going to be a great night. Saturday night, September 26th. Not this Saturday night, but next Saturday night, Hoopston Area High School. We'll be hosting Greater Vision. Yeah, Greater Vision. This is going to be like their 25th time literally coming to Hoopston. Again, at the Hoopston Area High School, 615 East Orange Street in Hoopston, next Saturday night, September the 26th at 6 p.m. For more details, just visit our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, football is back into full swing, and if you're a Bears fan, boy, it was just a tough Sunday, this past Sunday, and I'll tell you what, the world, though, is in need of what every football team has, cheerleaders. You know, the job, if you really think about it, of a cheerleader is to tell everybody, we're going to make it, there is still hope, we're going to make it, and cheerleaders cheer all the way to the end of the game and will act like the team is winning, even when there may be no possible way victory is possible. See, their job is to be a cheerleader, right? Well, here at Great News Radio, we're a spiritual cheerleader to remind you that there is hope in Christ, despite how bad things look on the scoreboard of life. And we're able to do that each and every day through God's grace. We thank Him for His grace, but we also are able to do that through your financial gifts of support. As we head into our 20th year of broadcasting, there's room for you to be in a neat little challenge that we have going on. It's the 2020 Challenge, where friends like you who sign up to say, I will give $20 a month for the next 20 months. You can sign up for the 2020 Challenge at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on that banner right there on our homepage. Or you can call Karen in the office. She'll be more than happy to set you up, put you down, and sign you up. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Or if you're in the great state of Indiana, it's going to be a toll-free call for you. 1-888-333-9466. And regardless of how much God puts on your heart, either it be the 2020 Challenge or maybe it's just a one-time single gift, we are so grateful, regardless of the size, of you stepping out and being part of the giving family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, you know, we're going to talk about how crazy life can be. Life can be pretty, it can bring a lot of turmoil at times, right? But today, we're going to be talking about how God is the source of peace in the midst of turmoil. We're going to be taking a look at Psalm 46. So stick around for that. It's right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
Oh, lifting up the name that is above every name, that is Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. And friend, do you make New Year's resolutions? You know, if not, you still know which resolutions are the most common. If people want to exercise more, lose more weight, spend more time with family, read more, watch less TV, so on, so far. But have you ever thought about why people make these resolutions? You know, one of the main reasons is a desire for a calmer life, right? You know, we think if I can just live better, eat better, be a better family member, then life will take on a new sense of harmony for me. Or if I can just gain a sense of balance or control, I can have more peace in my life, right? But life happens, and the idea of a better anything get shot to pieces. Am I speaking the truth today? Well, in reality, we don't need better resolutions. We need a revolution. Amen. That's because resolutions are based on our ability to change our circumstances. A revolution is based on allowing a new authority, going somewhere, to take charge and transform us. We need the presence of God to bring us what we cannot produce on our own. Peace, even in the midst of life's chaos, is one of the most revolutionary results of God's presence in our lives. So if you have your Bible today, turn to Psalm 46, and we're going to talk about how God is the source of peace in the midst of turmoil. God is the source of peace in the midst of turmoil. So if you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 46. We're going to look at 11 verses here. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Whew. Wow. I'll tell you what. Peace has all different types of definitions. For some people, peace is the absence of hostility, right? For others, peace is only present when everyone lives in perfect harmony with one another. My guess is that most of us would settle for something in the middle there. But peace for me would be nothing going wrong. Can I get an amen? I mean, where everything fits into place. You don't have to put out any fires, so to speak, you know. But Psalm 46 points to a peace that goes beyond simply overcoming the rut of our daily routines. It's a change God brings that no calamity can overwhelm. How God does this is wrapped in his very person. Look at what the psalmist says in verse 1 of Psalm 46. God is. Let me tell you something. Those might be the two most powerful words you can read, hear, or even speak. Next, the psalmist described God with three distinct terms. He said, God is our refuge. You know, when God is our refuge, we have a place to hide. When life assaults us, right? When you feel battered, bruised, bullied, you can find a place of shelter with your Heavenly Father. Can I get an amen? He also says God is our strength. You know, when life is hard, we're forced to continue in our own power. Rather, though, friend, God empowers us to take on life no matter what comes our way. He is our strength. Don't let you be your strength. That only goes so far. But let God be your strength, friend. The psalmist also goes on to say that God is our help. God is always there to help us, friend. I love how personal that is. God, the creator and master of everything, of all things, helps you and me. That alone ought to get us energized, right? The God, the creator, the master of all things, helps you and me. I mean, talk about how personal that God is. No matter what we face, friend, God is personally there to help. You know, the psalmist also describes some pretty serious threats, too. We may not be physically facing an earthquake or mountains toppling into the sea or the ocean flooding all over us, but it sometimes feels like we are, right? We can't seem to get our footing. Stuff is crashing down all over us. Troubles show up like a flood against us. But the one who trusts in God does not have to be afraid. I love what St. Augustine said. He says, trust the past to God's mercy, the present to God's love, and the future to his providence. Amen, amen. Later on in Psalm 46, the psalmist uses images of water. He uses deep seas and roaring waters. In verse 4, he turned to the refreshing nature of water and of river or stream. You know, the Bible often refers to God's presence as a cool stream or a place where our thirsty hearts can be satisfied. Tell you what, words have enormous power. A word from our enemy can remove our sense of peace, replace it with anxiety in just a split of a second, right? But praise God, the voice of God, though, is far greater. When he speaks, his words confront those who oppose his peace. See, when God speaks, all the enemies of peace are rendered null and void. Did you catch that today on this Thursday? When God speaks, all the enemies of peace are rendered null and void. And it is that God who is our refuge and our strength, especially in time of trouble. When God speaks, friend, all the enemies of peace are rendered null and void. And in our war against the mayhem of life, God is completely, friend, unstoppable. He's unstoppable. Verse 9 of Psalm 46, he makes wars cease. To the ends of the earth, he breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. God is completely unstoppable. God is not just a little bigger than our circumstances or the world. He is the all-powerful Lord and almighty ruler over all things. And again, that is the same God who comforts you and me. That's the same God who gives us the strength to get through our day. He has the absolute ability to cease the roaring commotion in your heart. But it comes down, friend, to a choice. God has made peace possible between himself and us. We were the enemies raging against his kingdom. We were the rebels making alliances with the chaos of the world. But God stands infinitely over and above all things. He is the true hero of our battle. He offers peace, friend. Thank you, Jesus. But we must choose to trust Jesus rather than our stuff and in our own willpower. It's a choice. It's a choice. Friend, it is a choice. He is our fortress. So starting today, today can be a brand new day. You don't have to wait till January 1st to turn over a new life. You can do that today. I encourage you to dwell in God's word, friend. Read Psalm 46 daily for the next 7 days, for the next week. Choose one verse there to memorize so you can remind yourself about God's power during times of turmoil. And by the way, they're coming if you're not experiencing them now. Get in his word. You're going to face turmoil sometimes daily. And that's not a pleasant reality, but it's true. Fortunately, you and I can actively choose to make a resolution in the face of turmoil. Be intentional to let God work a revolution in your life, friend. A revolution of his presence and his peace. I know that. Yes, how good it is to know that Jesus is risen. You can send a search party out to find his body, but it will all be in vain. My Redeemer lives. Praise the Lord. Friend, I do thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason back in the studio at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.